We moved west to Homestead in 73, out to the Nebraska Territory. But lumber was scarce and there were no trees to cut. So just like our neighbors, we built a sod hut. With grasshopper plow, I cut prairie brick. Then I piled it in rows to form walls 3 feet thick. Next, I laid down a roof of that rich frontier loam. And me and my family moved into our home. I built a soddy out here on the plains. It's warm in the winter, but it leaks when it rains. It's got double hung windows and a swinging front door, newspapered walls and a natural dirt. Our soddy with cow chips or hay, and life in a soddy can go either way. They protect you from rain fires and keep out the breeze, but you may share your home with mice, snakes and fleas. We live in a soddy out here on the plains. It's cool in the summer, but it leaks when it rains. You come in at sundown and you kick off your boots, lay down in your bed and fall asleep counting roots. On 12 January back in 88, a big snow rolled in like a Union P freight, while many men froze and were taken by God. We weathered the storm in our shelter of sod. We live in a soddy out here on the plains. It's warm in the winter, but it leaks when it rains. It may not be cozy, but we don't mind a bit, for it was our salvation when the big blizzard hit. Now out on the prairie, you're not upper class if you live in a house that's made out of grass. So we'll work and we'll save and one day make good. And we'll move from our soddy to a house framed in wood. We live in a soddy out here on the plains. It's cool in the summer, but it leaks when it rains. It was easy to build, but the upkeep is hard when the roof for your head is also your yard. Yes, we live in a soddy out here on the plains. It's warm in the winter, but it leaks when it rains. It's got double hung windows and a swinging front door, newspapered walls and a prairie dirt floor.